Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for another day, another time to talk about it. Praise the Lord. I'm sitting in for the host, Apostle Gloria Porter. I'm Bishop John Porter. Thank God for Sister Diane. And we thank God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Man, it's a blessing to be amongst in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank God. Amen. Man, tongue got tied there for a minute. Man, but it's a blessing. Praise God to be able. Amen. To be able to say so. Man, am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. We looking out, amen, at a beautiful day today. I don't know how it is there where you may be, but it's beautiful here, man, in the city of Orlando. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we just thank God for all things. Am I right? Why? Because he has been good to us. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we always can find something to complain and gripe and find fault about. Praise the Lord. But, amen, we got to learn to turn that thing around and just dwell on all the promises that he have gave us in his word, you know, because he will turn that midnight into day. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now, because he is God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is God, and praise God. And beside him, there is no other. Praise the Lord. Man, we thank God, amen, for all that he have done up to this present moment, and his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. So we have so much to be thankful for. Praise the Lord. We had just a beautiful Bible talk last night, man, talking about the seven dispensation periods, and I tell you, you know, people is responding and asking questions and giving feedback, and you know, and this is what it's all about. Man, this is how we learn even from one another. Praise God. The Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them you may think you have eternal life. Praise God. He said, these is what testify of me. Talking about himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is why we have to search the scriptures. Also tell us to do what? Study to show our self-approval. A workman under God need not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God. Man, we are praying, church. Amen. We don't mind praying. We'll pray. And thank God that we can get a prayer through. Man, he always turned that negative into a positive. He'll turn that bad situation and make something good out of it. Praise the Lord. Man, Jesus said that man shall always do what? Pray and not faint. And that faint means don't quit, don't stop, don't give up. Praise the Lord. Man, it's time out for hanging in there and holding on. But Paul say stand. And he said, after you have done all, you did what? Stand. Oh, we got to stand now. Stand firm. Where? In the liberty. Well, about Christ have set us free, and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh, we give God glory this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, again for the little things as well as the big things, knowing that little is much when he is in it. Why you say that, Bishop? You say, because without me, you can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Am I right? Praise the Lord. We thank God for how the Lord is moving on, Apostle. Thank God, amen, for her healing and her deliverance. Just thank God. Praise the Lord. Because he is. Praise God. He's a healer. Praise God. Amen. Our God can do anything but what, Diane? He cannot fail. Praise the Lord. That's one of Diane's favorites. She liked that boy. Man, she's right. Can't in the Bible one time. Our God can't fail. Praise the Lord. He's supernatural. He's omnipotent. He omnipresent. And he everywhere all at the same time. Praise the Lord. Oh, he have brought us thus far by faith. And I realize that his grace and his mercy is able to carry us on. Man, thanking him for the blood that wash away all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just thank God. Amen. The boat is full. Praise God. And people are ready. Amen. Who's ready for a word today? Praise God. That is a word from the Lord. You know, but as always, we're always going to give way now to Sister Diane, our intercessor. Praise God. Amen. One is on the fine line. Praise God. Amen. She is endures hardness as a good soldier. Praise God. And she's stepping up to the plate. And, you know, I thank God just seeing the growth and how God is moving, in her life. Praise God. Man, if you call her, amen, she'll pray. Praise God. You know, I like that. Amen, because prayer will change things. Okay, at this time, I'm going to give way now. Let Sister Diane come.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father. Being able to do, Lord, Father, not just for ourselves, but for others, Lord, Father. Father, learn not to take nothing and no one for granted, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for this day. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person. Name by name, Lord, Father, what they're in need of, Lord, Father. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord, Father. Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord, Father, we thank you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, how you touched Briston and brought him out of the hospital, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue, O God, to heal his pancreas right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for hearing the prayers of the righteous, Lord, Father. Father, we continue to plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. Father, we hold also before you, Lord, Father, his mother and his grandmother right now, Lord, Father. We thank you for the strength, Lord, Father, that you continue to give them right now, Lord, Father, as they continue to stand in the gap for him right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kenneth, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord, Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, O God. Father, speak in healing to his body right now, Lord, Father. Touch right now in a mighty and a special way, Lord, Father. He needs you right now, Lord, Father. Father, you did it for him before, Lord, Father, and know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. Touch his wife right now, Lord, Father. Continue to strengthen her and his children right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Logan, Lord, Father. Father, as we continue, Lord, Father, to hold Logan before you, Lord, Father, we continue to pray and intercede, Lord, Father, for a bone marrow transplant on his behalf, Lord, Father. Touch his body, Lord, Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And, Father, we can just say, Lord, Father, that it's already done, Lord, Father. Father, that he may rise up, Lord, Father, and preach your word, Lord, Father. Father, that they will tell him it was nobody but you, Lord, Father, that touched his body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yvonne Jowers right now, Lord, Father, that has a problem with her spine right now. When we say spine, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. For you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. We come against that spirit of depression, oppression right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We speak life and that more abundantly right now, Lord Father. We thank you for those, Lord Father, that are surrounding her, Lord Father, holding her up, Lord Father God. Father, keeping her in prayer, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for what you're doing for her, Lord Father. We thank you for every bill being paid in full, Lord Father. Father God, move in her situation as we ask you, oh God, to intervene on her behalf right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, comfort her, Lord Father. Father, give her the peace that she needs in you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Maddie, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord Father. We continue, O God, to ask you to strengthen her, Lord Father God. Father God, and intervene, O God, in her paperwork right now, Lord Father. You know what she's in need of, Lord Father. Work it out for her, Lord Father. Work it out right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father God, to speak encouragement to her, Lord Father, letting her know, O God, that by your stripes, O God, that she is already healed, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Imani right now, Lord Father. We thank you for that last update that we had of her, Lord Father, being able to speak, Lord Father. Father God, things that we take for granted, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father. Father, 1 year old, oh God, and Father suffered a stroke, Lord Father. Father, you kept her, Lord. Father, as we speak, Lord, Father God, life and that more abundantly, O God, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to continue, Lord Father, to touch, Lord Father, that side of the body right now, Lord Father, that suffered that stroke, Lord Father. We thank you for movement of every limb, Lord Father. As we say limb, line up with the word of God. We thank you, Lord Father, for blood flowing, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for the brain sending signals right now, Lord Father. Each and every moving part right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we hold before you Nikki, Lord, Father. Father, asking you right now, Lord, Father, for favor and to move on her situation as well, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for your shield of protection, Lord, Father, around her and her daughter right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, show up and show out right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Minister Dolores, Lord Father, and Minister Rudy right now, Lord Father, as we continue to cover them under the blood, Lord Father. Speak in strength, Lord Father God, to them right now from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for just touching their bodies right now, Lord Father, as they continue to warn, intercede on others' behalf, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father, as we dispatch their warring and minister angels to stand guard round about them, Lord Father, knowing that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, O God. Father, we thank you for your shield of protection right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you our apostle, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father. Touch my apostle from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We thank you and glorify you right now for all that you have done, doing, and about to do for her, Lord Father. Father, as she continue, Lord Father, to war and intercede on others' behalf, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your renewed strength, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing virtue continually flowing through and through her body right now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, and knowing that no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for all, Lord Father, that she, Lord Father, continue, Lord Father, to do for you, Lord. Father, touch, Lord Father, strengthen right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch my bishop, my pastor right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen them also, Lord Father, covering them under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Father, knowing that no weapon that is formed against them also shall not prosper, Lord Father. We just say thank you, Lord Father. Father, you say we are to pray for our leaders, Lord Father. Father, I'm praying for my leaders right now, Lord Father. Father, the leaders, Lord Father, that you have given us, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for we take them not for granted, Lord Father, for they are your mouthpiece, Lord Father. We thank you for continually using them right now, Lord Father. Father, I'm thanking you right now. Now, Lord Father, for making ways out of no ways for them right now, Lord, as you continue to pour your anointing, O God, over them, Lord Father. Father, that they pour it, Lord Father God, into us, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and just magnify you, Lord Father. Father God, touch Crystal right now, Lord Father. Touch her body right now, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, that we speak complete healing right now, Lord Father. Father, I know that you can do it, Lord Father, for healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. And Father, that she would know, Lord Father, that there was nobody but you, Lord Father. And Father, that she will run for you like never before right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. Father, we cover them under the blood, Lord Father, and they're going out and they're coming in, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you shield and protect them, Lord Father. Father, and their jobs, Lord Father, give them that spirit of awareness, Lord Father, in their homes right now, Lord Father, giving them that spirit of alertness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for making ways out of no ways for them, Lord, as they continue, Lord Father, to touch and agree with prayers, Lord, as they continue to come in this broadcast, hearing the word, being fed, Lord Father, and Father God, going out, Lord Father God, and preaching and teaching, Lord Father, witnessing to others right now, Lord Father, that needs right now to hear the word, Lord Father. So Father, touch and strengthen them this day in the name of Jesus. Now we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We cover this broadcast under the blood right now, Lord Father. We cover, Lord Father, the airways, Lord Father, the devices that is used right now, Lord Father, that there will be no hindrance right now, Lord. And Father, we thanking you for healing and deliverance then going forth, Lord Father God, through these airways, Lord Father, let them believe, Lord Father God, that by your stripes, Lord Father, that they are already healed, Lord Father. And for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, let them not be ashamed, O God. Father, to press that one button, Lord Father God, to ask, Lord Father God, to be led to you, Lord Father. Or maybe they're in need of prayer or have that praise report, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for their testimony, their praise report, O God. May touch someone and encourage someone else right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you now to decrease my bishop, Lord Father, as you increase in him, Lord Father, as he prepared to bring forth the word, Lord Father. Use him in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father, as he let go and let you have your perfect way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for Sister Diane, and thank God for the prayer. Now, if you didn't hear your name called, it's because you didn't call up and get on the prayer list. Praise the Lord. Man, she will put you on the prayer list, and we don't mind praying for you, for your family. How many know that prayer is universal? It's corporate. Am I right? Man, we have to pray ye for one another. As Christ prayed for us, praise the Lord. It's time out for being selfish. I mean, me, myself, and I, my family, me, and no more. Oh, no. See, you forget about yourself and pray for others, and God be working it out for you. See how it worked now? See how God worked? Why you say that? Because you say his way is not our way, neither our thoughts his thoughts. See, just the opposite. See? And I'm glad why he's supernatural. God is a spirit, and he's looking for such to serve him in spirit and in truth. He come and give us an example. And the example is to follow. Amen. Huh? Am I right? Praise the Lord. All right. Man, let me give you a little word, man, for today. All right. Faith is focusing on God's promises and copying out the words, the world discouragement. Faith is focusing on God's promises and copying out the world discouragement. See? See what faith feels? Is focusing on God's promises. And that is blanks out discouragement. See? So are you discouraged now? Turn it around and think positive on the faith, amen, of God's word, of what he has promised us. See? Well, I think we do too much focusing on the problem and the situation in our lives. It's something we probably never be able to do anything about it anyway. You know, but as we dwell more on his promises, man, he will, amen, always, he will always bring us out, man. That's a covenant he had made with us when you know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's what I'm kind of going to talk about today, praise the Lord, is the boldness of knowing Jesus Christ, the boldness of knowing Jesus Christ. See? That's why it's good to know him as your Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not about him, but know him as your personal Savior, a commitment that you have made to him. See? And when you have made that, you know what he do? See? He give us boldness. See? Oftentimes people pray about it. Lord, give me holy boldness. See, that come with knowing him. And you don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because you know that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. Am I right? See how it worked now? See, so God always, always have a way for you and I. Praise the Lord. So this is what we're going to talk about this morning. The boldness of knowing Jesus Christ. The boldness. Okay? And if you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me. Amen. I'll give you a little time to get your Bibles. You know, it's nowadays they got it on their cell phone. You know, that's a good thing. And at least you can tote the Word of God now around with you, in your purse, in your pocketbook, you know, in your back pocket or whatever. You got the Word of God right there in your phone. Hmm? So if you got it, let's go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. And we're going to direct your attention to verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, he raised his voice and he said to them, "Men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my word. For these are not drunk as ye suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servant and on my maid servant, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and the fire of vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." You see that promise? That whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise. See where that we can dwell? See? Have you called on him? Have you accepted him as your personal Savior? Have you made that commitment to serve the Lord? And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Apostle Peter and the boldness of knowing Jesus. You know, we know the story. If not, I'm going to give you some background, you know. How many have ever been to go put in an application for a job? You have to fill out an application, am I right? We do it in the church. You send a bio, what they want, something on you, some background, right? Ain't that what they say, Sister Diane? Some background. See? Okay. Here's Peter bio. His strength and accomplishment. He became a recognized leader among Jesus' disciples. He was one of the three of the inner circle, along with James and John. Peter was the first great voice of the gospel during and after Pentecost. He knew Mark. He gave him some information. And Mark wrote the book of the Gospel of Mark. Peter also wrote the first and second book of Peter. Okay, now what was his weaknesses? How many know it's two sides of a person? You have a positive and you got a negative. Am I right? We have coins in our pocket from a penny or whatever, how much you have. You have a head and a tail. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. His weakness and mistakes was, he often spoke without thinking. He was boisterous. He was imposters. During Jesus' trial, he denied him 3 times that he never knew Jesus. Number 3, he later found it hard to treat Gentiles, Christians, as equal. Now, what can we learn from the lesson, from the life of our Apostle Peter? His enthusiasm has to be backed up by faith and understanding, or it would fail. Are y'all listening? Number 2, God's faithfulness can compensate for our greatest unfaithfulness. I like that one. See how good God is? All right, number 3, it is better to be a follower who sometimes fail than one who failed to follow. Are y'all listening to me? I'm going to read that one again. It is better to be a follower who sometimes failed than one who failed to follow. See? Now, if we go to some scriptures, in John 18, Sister Diane, 15 through 18. Forgiving and restoring, the Lord had to, he forgave Peter and he restored him. See? How many have been backslidden? How many have fell short? See? But then the Lord went to Peter and restored him. This was a new Peter, praise the Lord, here on the day of Pentecost. Now he's not denying the Lord. See, before he was just a follower. I just read it. Didn't I just read it? See, he didn't have no power. He didn't have no nothing in the inside. And it's funny how the way we act in the world, we act the same way in the church. If you got a big mouth out there in the world, come on now. God used the one that got that big mouth, you know. Always got something to say, you know, bold, ain't scared of nobody. Peter would fight. Y'all remember when he was coming and rest Jesus in the garden? What Peter done? Peter, not even thinking, he grabbed the man's sword and cut the man ill. Was that you? Quick to get your gun out there in the world? Come on now. Don't be talking about that. Wasn't that me? You know how you were. See? Now in the church, when you got the boldness of Jesus Christ, praise God, you ain't got to pray over no holy boldness now. God give it to you. Praise the Lord. Now, what did give Peter that holy boldness? All right? I'm glad that you asked. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that you asked. Matthew 16 and 18 say, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it." Why? Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." See? He was a follower, but out of 12, here's big mouth Peter identified who the Lord is. See, when you in the world, you may not be living nothing, but you still going to open up your mouth and speak up. Come on now. See what I'm saying? See? And the Lord blessing you. Amen. And you don't even know it. See? You don't even know what you're talking about. You know? If something is good about the church, you speak in boldness. See? And that's what Peter done. Peter, amen, identified who the Lord was. And the Lord say, bless you, Barjona. See? Now, Jesus' first word to Simon Peter, come follow me, and I will make you become fishermen of men. You see that? See? So what he did, he stopped fishing and started following the Lord. Yeah? His last words to Peter were, come, follow me, follow by me. Yeah. Peter looked back at the others and said, what about these? He said, don't worry about them. You come follow me. See, ain't that funny how we always want somebody to come along with us? You know, it is good. We want to try to bring family and, you know, we want friends and, you know, we want to try to do all that. We want the husband. We want the wife. You know, we don't want to see nobody lost. But you know what the Lord told him? Say, you don't worry about them. You come follow me. And I don't know who I'm talking to today, but hey, today can be your day. I'm talking about the boldness of knowing Jesus Christ. Hmm? See, so that's what happened. Now, every step of the way between those two challenges, what I just told you, Peter never failed to follow. Now, what about you? Are you following the Lord? Do you have the boldness of Jesus Christ inside of you? Now, when the Holy Ghost come upon them on the day of Pentecost, they didn't have to pray over no holy boldness. It was come automatic because the people accused them of being drunk. They mocked them. They made fun and all that of them. See? You know how people say about the sanctified folk, call us holy rollers and all this and that? Do you sit there and take it? Say, well, that's all right. No, Peter stood up. Say, no, we're not drunk. But this is that. See, that was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days God going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. See? See how bold he got? He ain't denying him now, is he? You see the difference? When you come into knowing Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost come upon you, okay, Acts 1 and 8 say, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. See what happened? And what do the Holy Spirit do to you? It make you effective witness. So that's what Peter is doing. Let's go back to Acts 2 and 14. But Peter's standing up now. He ain't denying now. He ain't cussing. He ain't running out saying, oh, I don't know the man. He ain't doing that now. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised up his voice and said to them, men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my word. For these are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only the third hour of the day. You see that? You see the boldness that he have now? See, when people run in their mouth, see, and you're in a hostile situation, will you back down? And you're talking about, I know the Lord. See? No. The boldness of knowing Jesus. See, now all of a sudden things done changed. Peter ain't denying no more. Now he's standing up. See, then I tell you, it was time out now for holding on. It's time out now for hanging on. Huh? Peter stood up. He stood up with the 11. But guess who opened his their mouth? That same big mouth Peter. You see what I'm saying? See, so God will do the same for you and I, man. He said, if you open up your mouth, he'll speak for you. What do you think he's doing for me? See? Praise the Lord. If you open up your mouth about the Lord Jesus Christ and have the good intent in your heart, because what's the abundance of the heart, the mouth to what? Speaketh. Am I right? See, so this is what Peter is doing. He's been following the Lord for 3 long years. How long you been in the church? Come on now. Well, I've been in and out. So, hey, a lot of folk been in and out. See, but when you're going to get steadfast, when you're going to be unmovable, abiding in the work of the Lord, see, as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. See? See what I'm saying? See, so now it's time out to be in and out. up and down. It's time now to be stable. You got to stand now. So this is what Peter is doing here. Praise the Lord. On the day of Pentecost. Even though he off the stomach, he did. We talked about that. See? He went here. I'm going to tell you, before the Holy Ghost, when they took and they arrested Jesus and he went to trial. When I told Sister Diane to get, you got it for me?
John.
Yeah. Okay, what did it say? What did it say? Okay, watch this. Listen to this. Go ahead.
Simon Peter followed Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and so did another disciple.
Mm-hmm.
That the disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter stood at the door without.
Mm-hmm.
Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest,
mm-hmm.
and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art not thou also one of this man's disciples?
See, she recognized it. See, what did he say?
He said, I am not.
Uh-oh. See what he done? Now skip down to verse 25 through 27. See what you do? See, you've been going to church. You know, see, now you don't think people don't know you go to church. They sooner know more about you sometime than you do you know yourself. You've been going to the church down here, and they see you in the bar room. They see you somewhere where you ain't supposed to be. He said, did I see you down there in City of Victory? Did I see your car parked there in the parking lot? They know your car. Know everything about you. See, when you're out of place, somebody going to know something about you. See, especially when you try to hide. Okay, give me 25 through 27.
And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, art not thou also one of his disciples?
Now he's warming himself, but he was warming by the wrong fire. See, the Holy Ghost will give you some Holy Ghost and fire, but he is warming by the wrong fire. And see, when he was there warming himself, he got identified again. I told you the sinner know more about you than you know sometimes about yourself when you're in the wrong crowd. See, when you're out of place. See? Now, what he did, he denied him again, right?
Yes, he denied it and said, I am not.
Uh-oh. And it got worse. And guess what? The Lord had prophesied it in. How many times you done been to church and you know you've been in and out and somebody prophesied you in the church and you know, that ain't going to be me. I ain't going to do this for the Lord. You're going to be a preacher. You know, not me. I ain't preaching. See? But it happened to you. That's what I'm doing to you. It was prophesied in my life. It was prophesied on the apostle. We done told many in our church. They doing it. See, I don't care how much you try to run and try to hide. You can run, but you can't hide. Because the Lord know all about you. He know where you at. But that Peter, that woman by the wrong fire. See what I'm saying? See? Okay. But Christ has forgiven and restored him. Now go to John 21. Watch this now. If you're going along with me, watch what the Lord do now for Peter. See, when the Lord got a calling on your life, you might well quit fighting and come on in because the Lord got his hands on you. Praise the Lord. Okay? 15 through 18, what does it say?
When they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?
See, now he's talking to Peter, and he asked him, do you love me more than these right here? Do you love the Lord more than you love your family, more than you love your husband, your wife, and your children? Why is the Lord asking? Because the Lord want to be first in your life. Come on now. Y'all see how you can't put the cart before the horse? If you want to be blessed by Almighty God, now the Lord is going one-on-one. The Lord is speaking to somebody right now. See? You don't put everything, your mind all clouded and fogged. You can't think straight and all this. Why? Because you got your priorities wrong. So now the Lord is going one-on-one with Peter. He did it when he asked him a question. Do you love me? And what did he say?
He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.
And that's what you say when you're in the church. When you're in the church and you're having a good time, you know. And me and Apostle always say, the heat of the moment. Lord, you know I love thee in the heat of the moment. See? And it went on. See? He asked him the second time, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said what? Feed my sheep. See? Then he asked him the third time. About that third time, Peter was broke down. He said, Lord, you know all things. And we know the Lord know all things. He said, well, feed my sheep. See, so God is working with Peter. This was a new Peter. He humbled, but was bored. His confidence came from the Holy Spirit. Y'all see the difference? See? Who made him a powerful and dynamic speaker. Have you ever felt that if you have made such bad mistakes, that God can never forgive and use you? Think about that. Have you? There's nothing you have done so bad or too bad that God can't use you. He always take a crooked stick and make it straight. Our God can do it. He used Rahab, a prostitute, see? And guess what? When she had a son, every woman wanted Boaz. Search it out. See how God can turn it around for you and give you that boldness. And God bless you, your seed, down through your third and your fourth generation. See? When you don't, when you quit denying him and coming to the knowledge of him, and Rahab stood up. See? And she said to the spies, said, we done heard about y'all. You see what I'm saying? See, don't ever be ashamed because you got people hostile, talking crazy around you. See, you can shut a lot of mouths if you stand up like Peter did here, praise God, and think, because when he got through, if you read the whole entire second chapter of Acts, that's when he stood up. He didn't stop there, but he went all the way. And then he said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, when he got through, the Bible says that they were pricked in their heart. See? And then 3,000 souls was added to the church. Why? Because Peter took a stand. See? See, when you keep your mouth shut and you're ashamed, nothing happened. And nothing, not never going to happen as long as you keep your mouth shut. But when you got that boldness of Jesus Christ, you're going to open up your mouth and you're going to speak the things of, but thus said the Lord, praise God. And that's what the Holy Spirit give you. It give you that holy boldness. And I tell you again, Acts 1 and 8 say, the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall have power. See? See? To be able to be a witness for him. Read it, Acts 1 and 8. That's what the Holy Spirit give you. It give you to be an effective witness for the Lord. And he give you that boldness to speak about him. He said, if he be lifted up from the earth, you'll draw all men unto him. See? Why? You lifting up the name of Jesus. because it's something about that name. It's power in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance. Whatever you need is in the name of Jesus. All right? Now, I'm going to read it again. Have you ever felt as if you have made such bad mistakes that God could never forgive and use you? Sure, we done felt that way. I know I did. And we'll be honest with ourselves, you did too. Somebody come to ask you a question, well, I don't know about the Bible. I don't know all of you. You ain't got to know all of it. You know your best testimony? It's centered around your life and where the Lord done brought you from. You know we should be dead, sleeping in our grave, but God's grace and his mercy. And you, if you is in Christ, you had to be delivered. You have to be brought out of darkness into the light. That should be your testimony. That should be your boldness in Jesus of what the Lord have done. I used to drink liquor, but God delivered me. I used to smoke dope or whatever. God delivered me. I had a lustful spirit. God delivered me. He brought me out. Praise the Lord. See? That should be a testimony that you can share. You got to know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Peter standing up. Peter had been with him for 3 years, but yet he walked with him for 3 years. He saw every miracle that the Lord done. Asked him questions. Ate with him. See? Saw him cast out devils. Saw him fed the multitude with 2 fish and 5 barley loaves of bread and turned around and fed another 4,000. He saw all that. He saw the Lord speak to the leprosy and they were clean. He saw the dumb speak, the deaf hearing. He saw it. And guess what? When he got that power, that Holy Spirit, Ghost inside of him, Peter had so much power, had so much authority that when he walked in the street, people would take the people that were sick and through his shadow, people got healed. Oh, help me somebody. Now that's power. That's boldness. He didn't have to even say nothing. He didn't have to lay hands. Didn't have to pray. Just walk in his shadow, people got healed. See the boldness, what the Lord give you, when you don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? See? Because you ought to know that it is power unto salvation to all that believe in the name of Jesus. See? This is shout. People got delivered. Now that's boldness. You see? No matter what sin you have committed, God promised to forgive you and make you useful for his kingdom. You see that? See what God would do? He'll make you useful. See? Do you want to be useful? Now, what are you ashamed of? Now, if you're ashamed now, you need to go back. Go back to the altar and say, Lord, I need a second touch. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He'll give you another touch. See? You know what the word of God says? It's one baptism, but many refill it. And the Lord want to fill you. You know how we drink water or drink juice or whatever you out of glass or whatever? If you want more, you got to refill it. Am I right? So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. The Bible tells us that it's one baptism, but many refill it. He'll fill you again. See? If you have empty, he will fill you. But you got to ask. He said, you have not because you ask not. And then when you ask amiss. So we got to ask. So now I'm going to read it again to you. No matter what sin you have committed, God promised to forgive you and make you useful for his kingdom. You see that? He allowed. He allowed Peter. He allowed him, and he forgave Peter and make him useful to be an effective witness to, so he could serve. See what God did? And the Lord will do it for you and I. Then Peter went on. He was able, by him being bold for Jesus, then he wrote 1 and 2 Peter. See? And you know what he said in one of his, in 1 Peter 1 and 7? He said, the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praises and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. You see what he's still doing now? You see why he can write a book? That's why apostles can write books. Why? Because the boldness of Jesus Christ. God give you revelation. That's why people can write books. The boldness. Who are they talking about? They're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, not themselves. The Lord said if he be lifted up. See? It's always higher heights and deeper depths in Jesus. There's no sky is the limit. He's unlimited. He's omnipresent. Why? Because he is God. Now, he done did it all. He paid it all when he went to the cross, suffered, bled, and died, gave his life, and he sent his spirit back. Now you got to accept it. That's why he told them, don't depart from Jerusalem, but go back there. In other words, the same place that they rejected Jesus, he sent his spirit back there. Ain't that just like God? Well, they don't, I don't want that church. Hell, you know, but just all they do, they stay in too long. You know? Come on now. See? Running from church to church. How you going to grow like that? You can't get bold like that. Well, I don't know. Yeah, they ain't talking right here. Be like a man one time. He was going from church to church. So he walked in one church, Sister Diane. And he met the usher, and the usher, he said, what all do y'all have here? She said, well, we have the pastor anniversary. We have the choir anniversary. Said, we have the youth anniversary. And then every 6 months, we have another pastor. He said, oh, I'd be gone by then. That's too many anniversaries. You'll be gone by then. That's too much. See, so now what do you want? Huh? What do you want? Well, they ain't got no music in here. See? But hey, the music can't save you. Hmm? It's good to have all that. Come on now. I'm not knocking it. Praise the Lord. Hey, singing, man. It's becoming of the angels. But don't base your salvation on it. When the trials and tribulation come, so that's what Peter was just saying here, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold, because you're going to have something coming upon you now. Your faith going to be tried. It's going to be tried by fire. Sometimes these trials get very heavy and get hot now. Y'all remember the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You're talking about boldness, holy boldness. The boldness they stood up against that old evil king. And they said, we can't answer you all that. Said, but we ain't going to bend and we ain't going to bow to no outer God. You're going to bow to a God that got eyes and can't see. Got a mouth and can't talk. Got feet and can't walk. Will you serve that kind of God? Is that you? we serve a true and living God. Our God is not dead. He is alive. Oh, help me somebody. See? How you know? Because he in me. That's why I can tell you. Come on now. I'm not ashamed. I don't care what people say. See, the more you talk, I'm going to bend my knees. Because if they talked about Jesus, they're going to talk about me. They're going to talk about you. Come on now. I ain't even going to leave the church because people talking about you. I ain't going to leave the church because people talking about you. Oh, you never talk about people. And look about what you got on. So what? Keep it moving. Pray for me. Keep it moving. You're going there to try to hear and listen at the word of God. That's what it's all about. That's why the pulpit is centered right in the center of the church. Everything should be centered around the word of God. That's what, man, it's going to take the word to save you, and it's going to take the word to keep you. Faith come by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. If you don't hear, how you going to be steadfast? How you going to keep the faith? I just told you, there's one baptism, but many refill it. And you staying out of the church 6 months, and you ain't been in the church in how long? Well, I used to go. What do you mean you used to go? With all this corona going on and everything now in the world, every time you step out your door, it's danger. Paul said we trouble on every side. Everywhere we turn is trouble. There's trouble in the home, trouble on the job, there's trouble everywhere. Trouble in the schools. So where you go? Trouble in the church. Yeah, trouble in the church. Jesus said, upon this rock, I build my church, but the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He didn't say hell wouldn't come up in the church, but it won't prevail. Uh-oh. See, y'all missed me right there. Mm-hmm. See? Church split, get mad, divide, all that. But the church been way long before we got here. And it's going to be way long after we done departed. Come on now. Come why? Thank you, Sister Dan. Help me out here. We are the church. Israel was a church, but we are the spiritual church. You see how it works now? See? But are you have that boldness like Peter done to stand up in a hostile environment when people are running their mouths and talking about your church? When they talk about the church you in, they're talking about your church, talking about you. You there. Well, I'm going to leave here. They're talking about this church. Well, you in there. So they're talking about you, too. Amen. And still won't stand up. Yeah, you're going to get away. Yeah, you know, you may be right. No. Peter said, no, we ain't drunk. I ain't drinking no gas. The bar ain't even open now. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. See? Don't let people accuse you about your church. And you're going to sit there and go and grieve with them? How you going to let somebody don't go to church, talk about your church, and talk about your pastor?
Come on now.
Y'all help me out here. Something wrong with that picture. They don't go no Bible study. They don't pay no tithes. See? They do all that stuff out there. But then they're going to come to you and talk about your church. And you agree with them. Peter didn't do that. Come on now. Peter turned that thing around. See? Before he had the Holy Spirit, he denied the Lord. But the Lord dealt with him. Now, Peter, do you love me? And you know what he told him? He said, when you are converted, see, strengthen thy brothers. What do you think I'm trying to do to you now? See what I'm doing? If you listen. He that have an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. You got to hear. Put your spiritual ears on. How do you listen? You hear, you got two, he give you two. If you miss it on the left, you can catch it on the right. People say it going one ear and out the other. No, it's time out for going out and going in and out. It's time to comprehend something now. We are living in the last days. These last days mean from now on. They're going to get worse instead of getting any better. But can you be steadfast? Can you be unmovable, abiding in the work of the Lord? See the difference? Praise the Lord. You see the difference? It's a difference. All right. Okay, if we, praise God, continue to go on, guess what? Jesus entered Peter's life. This plan, he said, the plan, a fisherman became a new person with a new goal and new priorities. He said, come follow me and I'm going to make you fishermen of men. And that, ain't that what he done to him? He dropped his net and started following the Lord. See? He did not become a perfect person. He wasn't perfect now. None of us. The Bible said we all have sinned and come what? Short of the glory of God. See? You see that? All of us. When we, a baby born into the world, born into the world of sin. Now, to get back to God, we got to go through who? Jesus Christ. Why? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. See? It's not Buddha. It's not Sun Myung Moon. It's not Joseph Smith. It's not Muhammad. It's not Hare Krishna. See? Oh, I know some going to get mad, but I don't care. I'm not talking about no religion. I'm talking about a personal relationship with you and Jesus Christ, that will give you what? Boldness. The boldness in Jesus Christ. See? To speak in his name. See? However, and never stop being Simon Peter. Now, what changed on you? One thing changed. Your spirit. You still got the same name. Come on now. You still, but you are a new creation. In what? Christ Jesus. See the difference? Old things have passed away. The old folk used to say, I looked at my feet, and they was new. I looked at my hands, and they did too. And I used to wonder about that thing. I looked at mine, and I said, I still got the same feet and the same hands. But they were saying the way I used to walk. The way I used to walk, I don't walk that way no more. The way I used to talk, I don't talk that way no more. Things I used to touch, I don't touch no more. It's a different now. See, I'm in who? Christ Jesus. See? We may wonder what Jesus saw in Simon by Jonah that made him greet this potential disciple with a new name. Now, he changed name from Simon by Jonah to Peter, mean rock. That's what Peter name means. Impulsive Peter certainly didn't act like a rock much of the time, and he didn't. See, people think the preacher perfect. We're not perfect. We make mistakes, but guess what? We know how to repent. Keep a repentant heart. See? We know how to go to God. See what I'm saying? Now watch this. But when Jesus chose a follower, he wasn't looking for perfect models. He was looking for real people. He chose people who could be changed by his love, and then he sent them out. See the difference? See? To communicate that his acceptance was available to anybody. That's why he said, whosoever will. And he yet saying, whosoever will. you or whosoever will, and the day can be your day. And I just think keep coming back to me. And I know it's nothing but the Lord. You know, well, I done backslid it. You know what he say? He married to you. He said he married to the backslider. Uh-oh. He don't divorce you. You divorce him. And he still ain't going to let you go because God's word stand is more powerful than yours. See? So he married to you. Even to those who often fail. Look at that. See? And we you often make mistakes. You often fail. We may wonder what Jesus see in us when he call us to follow him. You ever thought about that? You ever looked in the mirror and said, Lord, what you see in me? He don't see as you see yourself. See? You know what he see? What Marvin Sapp say? He see the best in me. Come on now. Ain't that what Marvin Sapp say? He see the best. See what how the Lord see you? He see the best. See? See how he think about you? See? So quit thinking negative on yourself. Quit, don't nobody love me. Jesus love you. You may be the black sheep of the family, but Jesus Christ loves you. Your marriage may be on the rocks. Whatever going on in your life, God is able to turn a bad situation and make something good out of it. He's able to turn that negative into a positive. If you trust him, trust his word. If he spoke it, he's able to perform it. But to him void. Thank you. Help me out, Sister Diane. His word would not come back to him void. It's impossible. If he spoke it, it's going to happen. He's doing great things now, even by you tuning in and listening, not by accident, but God divine intervention that you tuning in today to listen at the broadcast. And you getting what you need, speak up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop letting folk run all over you. Come on now. Stand up. Praise God. Be quick to stand up. I mean, I fight for myself. All right then. We don't have to defend Jesus Christ. He come to defend us. When he come back, he going to be our judge, jury, and all of it. He coming back to judge the world. But when you're on the Lord's side, guess what? We'll be right there to help him out. Oh, help me somebody. See how a blessing to die in the Lord? See, there's too many promises. If you get in his word and read it, me too, I keep saying it's time out for dwelling on all your problems and your this and worrying about that and dwell on his promises. By his stripes, we already healed. We already delivered. He done paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he did what? Washed it. Whiter than snow. And there is a fountain filled with blood that flows from a man's vein that would never, never give away. And that blood would never lose its power. It would never lose its power. Come on, y'all. That's enough to make you shout right there. You don't need no music to shout off on that. Oh, what did David say? When I think on the goodness and all that he's done for me, my soul, see? Go glory, hallelujah. I thank you for what you've done for me. Help me somebody. See, now we're having church. See? See what the boldness do for you? We need no music. See? Have a good time. See? You have a you yourself in the Lord. Praise the Lord. put you some good gospel music on or whatever, some gospel there, and have a good time in your house, you know? And they're feeling sorry, looking at the four walls. I ain't going nowhere. I'm miserable. I've got stress. Okay. You know how to get rid of some stress? You know, praise the Lord. Start, you'll get in there and dance around in there. Some, that's right. Come on, help me out, Sister Diane. She's right. See? There's always something you can do. Close your eyes and meditate on the Lord. Praise God. God will give you a word. He'll come to you and give you just what you need. Right there.
Yes.
Think on some good things.
Okay.
Huh? There's some goodness always in our Lord and Savior. See? David say, praise God, that I thank God I was down, but now I'm up. Praise the Lord. In the 30th song here. Psalm 36. Now in my prosperity, I say I should not be moved. You see that? In other words, I should not be shaken anymore. Why? I got holy boldness now. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. That joy is your deliverance time. You see that? That's where your joy come. Your deliverance time is now. See? He said, his favor, he said, for his anger is but for a moment. And favor is for life. See? See, God ain't upset with you like man is. They get mad. They be stay mad all day, all night, all next week, all next month. Quit speaking. Leave the family. But he'll say his favor is life. See where your favor is in God? Is life. He said, give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. See? You know why in verse 4, Sister Diane sang praises to the Lord, you saints of his? You know why they can't do it? Everybody's not here.
I'm here. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, there you go. You know, you'll be people, I ain't got nothing to praise him for. Oh, yeah, he woke you up this morning. There's always something you can praise God for. See? Sing praises to the Lord, you saints of his. Now, you know what the word of God say about people that can't praise him? The dead praise not the Lord. That ain't the ones in the graveyard he's talking about. Them ones that sit up that ain't got no in their spirit in him. That's what we're talking about, boldness. See? What did Peter do? He denied him, didn't he? See? But when he got some spirit in him, what did he do? He got some boldness, didn't he? All right then. Help me somebody. You see the difference? See? You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit.
Yes, Lord.
See how good. See what the Lord would do for you, and have not let my foes to rejoice over me. Now, what is foes? Foes is not exactly friends, and not exactly enemies. They're kind of in between. Now, what side you on? I would extort you, O Lord. For you have lifted me up. See? You see that? Read that 30th song. A man after God on heart. See? David said, I was down in the dump, but I'm up now. See? They don't try to take my life. God spared me and saved me, and I shall not be moved. Oh, come on, help me somebody. See, that's why David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. I'm going to let Sister Diane get in here and get a little bit. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know she's hot over here, boy. Praise God. Oh, praise God. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop Porter love you, but Jesus love you more.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Bishop Porter. Trusting and believing that your spirit got fed today, that you can take what you learned today and share it with others. It can be a stranger you don't even know. You know, just by even smiling at someone, you made their day. I tell you, take heed to the word as it continue to come forth. Remember, ask the Holy Spirit to bring it back to your remembrance. Meditate on the word and remember, always stand bold for Christ. Because you know what? You have more fighting for you than you have fighting against you. And remember, he said he's going to fight against those that fight against you. So stand up and be a bold soldier for Christ today. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link, and you're able to hear the broadcast from the beginning. I tell you, it's awesome listening. Remember, tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If this broadcast has blessed you in any way, any of the speakers, you continue to hear the word in this broadcast and God laid upon your heart to send a donation to this radio broadcast. For those of you that have cell, you can enter logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at LogionInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So share the broadcast today with a friend. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me believe. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start happening.
I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.